Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the greatest party in this great nation on God's green earth, the Republican Party, is actually looking to try to do everything that it possibly can, it would seem, to blow the opportunity of a sweeping, overwhelming victory for the Republicans in both the House and the Senate and the governorships and all across the board. Why? Well, because it's a pretty good indication that a party's in trouble, or at least damaging itself, if all of a sudden they are making war on the factions, one faction against another. And remember CPAC, which always occurs sort of at the end of February, beginning of March every year? It's particularly important when CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, sponsored by the American Conservative Union, it's always particularly important when it takes place in an election year. And this election year, there are a lot of prominent Republicans who are not invited to CPAC. Why not? Because they don't participate in the big lie that President Trump won the election. For instance, Vice President Pence, who has been a fixture at CPAC for all the years he's been vice president, and after, Vice President Pence not invited. Nikki Haley not invited. But there was an announcement that I just heard that actually there's going to be an alternative for people. And there are, in fact, a number of Trump critics who are actually participating in a very different gathering of conservatives, a gathering for a group called Principles First, which is comprised mostly of people who are very critical of President Trump and his desire to overturn, and he's still working on it, the election of 2020. We will talk about that and what that means with A.B. Stoddard, award-winning political reporter, in terms of what happens next with the party struggles that are going on, preparing for the election of 2022. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Every once in a while, you do hear something that is sensible from somebody who's elected. And it's even more unusual when you hear that from a Democrat, it seems to me. But Val Demings, who is going to be one of the spotlight Democrats in this coming election. She's going to be the Democratic nominee against Marco Rubio in a crucial U.S. Senate seat. Right now, Rubio looks to be comfortably ahead. He's ahead by 7 points, according to the polls. But Val Demings was a very popular police chief in Orlando, Florida, which is a key swing area of the state of Florida. Her husband has been a former mayor of Orlando and sheriff of Orlando. He's also in law enforcement. She was a cop for 28 years before she left the post of police chief to run for Congress and has been now in the House of Representatives for 3 terms. She actually was testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. They're talking about how to curb the rises in crime, which are a very big factor in the country right now. And here's what Congressman Demings had to say.
Let me just get one thing out of the way. There is an effort on this committee to try to hijack this important hearing about the safety of our students. the safety of the people that we are supposed to represent and assist law enforcement in protecting. Let me say it for about the millionth time. We are not going to defund the police. We're going to fund the police. And we can have the backs of our police officers and the communities in which we serve too. The communities most at risk from crime want more security, not less. We know that when you do get out and talk to them. That's why we're working to get police departments more resources, not less.
Okay. This is such an important point, and this should be a point beyond arguing among Democrats, among Americans. And that's a point of one of A.B. Stoddard's most recent columns. We're going to be speaking to her a little bit later this hour. Also speaking up, we were talking before about the idea of that was put forward by David Axelrod about what President Biden should do with his upcoming State of the Union address. Basically, most Americans, more than two-thirds, think America's headed in the wrong direction and think the State of the Union is pretty poor. So what do you do to talk to them about that in a way that is going to be credible at all? And basically he says, even if Amerikan was the wave has greatly receded by the time Mr. Biden speaks. This is David Axelrod, former political wizard who helped Obama get elected twice. He says, even if Omicron wave has greatly receded by the time Mr. Biden speaks, which may be what the White House has been hoping for when his address to Congress was delayed until March 1st. Even then, the lingering effects of the pandemic still will be with us. The nation likely will still be in a funk, and its people will want to hear their president recognize why. Now, does that mean this is going to be a grim, downbeat State of the Union? Is that what the country needs? Frank Luntz, brilliant pollster and leading Republican pollster, he was on with Jonathan Carl on ABC News on This Week, and he said this about the possibility that President Biden would give something like the malaise speech equivalent for the State of the Union. Not a good idea. Here's Frank Luntz.
This is real. There's a level of anxiety that I haven't seen since the 1970s, and I'd be curious to your reaction. Joe Biden ran as Harry Truman. He thought he was going to govern as Franklin Roosevelt. But this, to me, looks just like Jimmy Carter in every possible way. And those people sitting in the chamber on the 1st of March are going to wonder from this president, is he going to do to them what Jimmy Carter did, which is give us Ronald Reagan? Is he going to do to them what Bill Clinton did, which was he gave us...
Well, to take the Carter analogy one step further, I mean, if you look at Axelrod's advice, lean into the anxiety, humility. I mean, he's basically advising him to give a malaise speech.
And a malaise speech is not what Americans want to hear because there's enough of a malaise and people recognize it. Now, again, Biden can't ignore it. Maureen Dowd, leading Democratic liberal columnist, writes in the New York Times, Americans are fed up. The jumbled COVID response has eroded an already shaky trust in government. Inflation is biting. War is looming. Things feel out of control. People are anxious and reassessing their lives. Democrats have to connect with that. And oh yeah, they may have a Freedom Convoy America due to hit the National Capitol before March 1st, before the president speaks. What do we do then? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked. Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It just happens this way sometimes. I just mentioned the idea that I had understood that they were going to be doing a freedom convoy driving from California to Washington, D.C., and that's actually beginning on March 2nd, so it's not before the State of the Union, it's right afterward. And Jeremy just got this message And it says, I'm writing to you with very exciting news. Just like our neighbors to the north in Canada, America's truckers are fed up with the unscientific and unconstitutional government overreach we've endured over the past 2 years, and we're taking action. That's right. A freedom convoy driving from California to Washington, D.C. is beginning on March 2nd. Support the convoy. We've had enough. Vaccine mandates, mass mandates, lockdowns, and restrictions have all failed to stop the spread of the virus. But this will stop it. This will stop it right cold. Now, as we all know, it stopped being about the virus a long time ago. It's just about control and power. When Justin Trudeau announced that he was using terrorism laws to freeze the bank accounts of peaceful protesters in Ottawa without due process, he didn't mention COVID once. 3 exclamation points. These same tyrannical, thuggish tactics will come to America if we don't stand up and say, enough is enough is enough. Which is why we're asking you to join us by making a secure donation. Of course, on our independent fundraising platform, your money will go directly to paying for fuel and food for the brave truckers in the Freedom Convoy. With gas prices skyrocketing under Joe Biden, fuel for the cross-country trip is $5,000 per big rig. $15 equals 10 miles, $30 equals 20 miles, $1,500 equals 1,000 miles. We the truckers and we the people have had enough of the creeping tyranny, and we're putting our lives on hold and our livelihoods on the line to get our freedom back. So I hope you'll join us as we embark upon this great
freedom.
That's all they need. There's Mel Gibson to join. I don't think he will. This is sponsored by Truckers for Freedom. I don't know who's behind this. But given the way that things worked out in Canada, and remember, Canada's a significantly more left-leaning country than we are. I mean, they are much closer to a socialist situation, and they've always had much more stern lockdowns and more restrictions than we ever had in the United States. But it's hard to see how this is going to be helpful to anybody, politically or any other way. What do you think happens if they do the same thing that the truckers did in Canada and they decide to go to Washington, D.C. and try to block traffic and block streets? You think that basically the federal government will simply say, oh, okay, good, go ahead, let's shut things down. It's like a government shutdown. You're playing with people's lives here. And yes, I feel sorry for some of what happened to some of those people in Canada. But do you expect the U.S. government to respond less aggressively to an attempt to shut down Washington, D.C.? Which is, by the way, a much bigger city, busier city, more bustling city than Ottawa. And what is supposed to be achieved here? This is all extraordinary. It's Maureen Dowd writes this. She says the Democrats are stepping all over themselves, and she's right. And Republicans are doing all they can to prevent the Democrats from accomplishing anything, and then are trashing them for not doing anything. Voters like to punish the people in power. So if the Democrats don't figure it out, Jim Jordan is going to be running the House and pushing investigations of Hillary. They just don't know how to quit her. And by the way, does that help the country? Do you think a freedom convoy in America would be helpful to the Republican Party? Really? The truth of the matter is, there are things that the Democrats could do. There are things that Biden could do. There are kinds of focuses he could make on the State of the Union address, but it's probably not going to mean more confrontation. That's hardly what we need. Bernie Sanders knows what we need. I mean, this is so pathetic, frankly. It's just so pathetic. Here's what he had to say about defining, in his mind, the biggest problem we face. Listen, clip 8.
Well, Mr. President, maybe the time is approaching when we should offer a unanimous resolution congratulating the billionaire class for their enormous success in moving this country into the oligarchic form of society that they have long desired. Maybe we should do a UC on that issue. We should all understand that never before in American history have so few owned so much. And this issue, the issue of the incredible concentration of ownership in our country, is almost never talked about here in Congress or in the corporate media. And that has a lot to do with the corrupt political system that we operate under, where many members of Congress receive huge campaign contributions from these very same people.
Okay, the idea that the concentration of wealth, if you actually look at the increase in net wealth for most Americans, it's not just the millionaires and billionaires. And the fact that we have a country, again, where homeownership is up despite the enormous cost of housing right now. And the idea that Bernie Sanders, at this moment, when we're dealing with, yes, Ukraine, we're dealing with rising crime everywhere, you want to blame? How do you blame people who are making money and creating jobs and running corporations and causing the economy to go? How do you blame them with any sanity at all for the crime rise which afflicts Americans? We'll be speaking to A.B. Stoddard about desperate Democrats and what could they possibly do to become more relevant in the political conversation. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden reacted swiftly to Russian President Vladimir Putin declaring he would recognize the independence of two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine, probably using the moves as a pretext for the invasion the U.S. has warned was likely coming at any hour. The White House said Biden would soon issue an executive order that will prohibit new investment, trade, and financing by U.S. persons to, from, or in the two Ukraine regions under the control of the Russian-backed separatists. The order will provide provide authority to impose any sanction on any person determined to operate in those areas of Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he's ending the last of domestic coronavirus restrictions in the United Kingdom, including the requirement for people with COVID-19 to self-isolate. Johnson said the country is moving from government restriction to personal responsibility as part of the plan for treating COVID-19 like other transmissible illnesses such as flu. This is USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our program A.B. Stoddard, who is one of the most influential and open-minded columnists in Washington, D.C. She is associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics, and she's covered the U.S. Congress since 1994. That was a big year for Republicans, because they took over the House and the Senate jointly for the first time for 40 years. Wow. Republicans hoping to repeat a little bit of that magic this year. AB, consensus still on Washington, D.C., that Nancy Pelosi may not necessarily be returning as Speaker?
Right. I think that she really began to feel that facing this kind of an election, she couldn't actually depart in the cycle. It would be too damaging to fundraising and morale and everything else. And so she's running again. But I don't think she's going to be in a leadership race after the first week of November. I think she's going to win her seat and then, like, step aside. I don't have the specifics on that, but I don't see her running for minority leader in a Republican-controlled House. I think she intends to leave, but it's just really a bad time to leave. So she's sort of trying to have it both ways.
And you have a new column, which is so smart, and I wish the President of the United States would actually read it, because I'm not sure if anybody has helped right now, as sour as the national mood is, and according to a new YouGov poll, 62% of Americans think we're on the wrong track. Only 27% think we're headed in the right direction. With all that going on, speak about what you write about in your column, about some things the president could do to at least help the national mood a little bit with his State of the Union.
Right. I think that this Tuesday, March 1, the State of the Union, it might be the only chance, barring the unforeseen, where the president has an address, a big platform. Not a lot of people may tune in that night, but certainly he has the chance to re-message and reset on some important issues, and if he does it well, people will find out. It will be seen, it will be read about in the days to come, it will be, you know, on video, on YouTube, and this is a really big opportunity for him before the midterms to speak to the American people about all of the struggles that they're going through, what he's doing about them. His approval rating is a disaster. The Democrats are facing a wipeout this fall. I don't believe the State of the Union is going to fix that, but I do think that what he has a chance to do is sort of have an instant reset on the issue of policing. He can't do that on COVID. He should try. He should say we're moving to endemicity or whatever the virologists call it. We're going to go to the endemic period. He can try to talk about hopeful indicators in the economy. He can't reset instantly on inflation. The one thing he can do is talk about, he can come up with an agreement with police leaders on some kind of executive action on criminal justice reform. On police reform, which police will agree to. He has to move to the middle on it and address the issue of public safety and security, which is really a huge issue the Democrats have ignored. Crime is been an issue for a long time. It's going to really dog the Democrats in the midterms. The police reform initiative in the Congress failed. And so instead of walking away from this, he has a chance to come to the middle on this issue. He was in New York with Mayor Eric Adams, who's a centrist on this issue, a former police NYPD captain, and he has past relationships with police who used to support him, the leadership did, before they instead endorsed Donald Trump in 2020. If Biden is smart, he will take this opportunity to address the anxiety of the voters on many different topics, but to say, I have heard you. And crime and the proliferation of gun violence and police shootings and all these things are huge concerns of mine, and I'm working with police leaders to address them. And I think that he would be heard, and I think it would be credible. He doesn't have a lot of chances, like I said, on these other issues, but he does on that issue, and I hope he takes the chance.
Well, again, the country would benefit. I mean, this goes beyond politics, and this may also go beyond politics. They've just announced today, and they're raising money on it big time, the Freedom Convoy America, which is supposed to leave California the day after the State of the Union address and then make its way all across the country. They're taking donations now. You can pay for miles for which truckers are going to go to Washington, D.C. If this actually catches momentum, A.B., in Canada, there were some pretty serious battles between police and the demonstrators. What's the political impact of something like this coming at this point in the pandemic?
Well, there's so many sides to that issue, as you know, because partisans like to see advantage depending on the protest. If you look at the protests of George Floyd's death, which became violent and lawless in some places, and then you look at January 6th, you know, pick the party, and they'll describe it in entirely different ways. I think that President Biden really needs to make clear that he has the police backs. He doesn't condone any kind of illegal protest. He doesn't condone looting. He doesn't condone any kind of damage or violence or physical harm, and that he supports the police. In that instance, if this is, you know, if this is largely supported on the right and is a protest of the right, then you know, he won't be on the politically popular side if that wins the center. I don't know how that's going to go over. with independent voters and persuadable swing voters. We'd have to really roll the tape out and see what happens and what kind of impact it has on the, on voter sentiment. But I think that the, it's time for Biden to sort of go back to who he was on the issue of policing and just make it clear he's not interested, no matter what voices on the left talk about being criminal justice abolitionists and all this nonsense, that he believes it's time for more cops on the beat, more accountability for bad officers, some attempts to mitigate the threat of ghost guns and these other things that are leading to so many more shooting deaths. But I don't think that he's winning the argument, betraying his long-held principles on this and allowing the left to have the microphone on this issue in his party. It's really harming the Democrats, and it's obviously harming our neighborhoods.
Well, there's no question about it. And it's for police who go to work every day to face danger, to also face sort of by constant criticism and a position of hostility from a big segment of America's political elite, it seems to me, is a terrible thing. A.B. Stoddard, she makes this point extremely forcefully in her column, which we've linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And we're going to be talking as soon as you go, A.B., about this new two-day conference called Principles First, the Summit. And it's an alternative to CPAC, I guess, which is just what the Republicans need right now. Do you think it's noteworthy, A.B., that CPAC this year has a conservative rival? We will get to that and more. Godspeed to A.B. Stoddard. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, has released its schedule of speakers for this year's event. And no particular surprises as to who is speaking, though there's a former Democratic congressperson who was invited. We'll tell you who it is in a moment. But the entire event is going to be headlined by former President Trump, who has headlined the performance, the conference, multiple times in recent years. He'll do so again with a keynote address on Saturday night. This is all coming up, right up. And this year's CPAC will take place in Orlando, Florida, from Thursday through Sunday, and will include several breakout sessions and speeches from the most prominent Republican figures in the country. Many Republicans floated as presidential candidates or slated to speak beyond Trump, including Ron DeSantis, Governor of Florida, Ted Cruz, Senator from Texas, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Donald Trump Jr. has a coveted slot, as does South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. However, not everybody speaking will be a politician or even a Republican. Papa John's founder, pizza mogul John Schnatter, will be speaking. And remember, he basically lost his position because of using the N-word in some corporate communication where he was actually quoting someone else. But in any event, Tulsi Gabbard, former presidential candidate for the Democrats and former very much isolationist in foreign policy, a former Democratic candidate for president and congresswoman from Hawaii, are included in the agenda to be part of CPAC. Not part of CPAC, Vice President Mike Pence, who has spoken at CPAC many times in the past. I've heard him speak there. And U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. They are not scheduled to speak. Earlier this month, Pence made headlines when he said Trump was wrong for insisting the vice president had the constitutional authority to overturn an election. Not true. Meanwhile, there is another group of Republicans who identify as critics of former President Trump who will gather in Washington at the same time as CPAC to cheer on the two GOP members of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th assault, and to rally behind what they call principles first. It's a two-day conference, which will also champion state GOP officials who refuse to support the efforts to overturn the election or to continue contesting the election and the ongoing fact of its outcome, which is that Biden, for better, I think most people in America might even say for worse. The idea that the election is going to be overturned. There's another fascinating thing going on. In any event, Larry Hogan apparently is going to be participating, or may be participating. He's the governor of Maryland and a very popular, most popular governor in the country, according to a lot of polling. And Adam Kinzinger, the courageous downstate Illinois congressman who's leaving the House, is going to be speaking at this other event. There is more from Elizabeth Warren. Remember her? And again, she tells a flat-out lie about one of the most prominent people in the country. Listen, this is clip two.
Part of what happens right now is that, for example, Elon Musk, 2018, we've actually seen his tax returns. You know how much he paid in taxes? One of the richest people in the world? Zero. And he's not the only one. Jeff Bezos, right? Another one of the richest people in the world. He pays less in taxes than a public school teacher or a firefighter. And they do this because they're only being taxed on income. They very cleverly make sure they have no official income. They just have all this stock that keeps building in value, building in value. They borrow against it. It's just not right. We need a system in America where everybody gets the benefits of being an American, but that means everyone pays a fair share to keep this country running.
Okay, the figure for Elon Musk, and he's been pretty public about it, he paid in 2021 $10.7 billion, not zero. But then again, for Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, truth has never been a profound handicap. There is this, again, we do have to cover it. The basic idea that the election is still going to be overturned. There was a great deal of publicity over the weekend. There's a very heated race going on for the Republican nomination for governor of Wisconsin because Tony Evers, the current governor, is not a candidate. The incumbent is not there. The Democratic candidate likely is a very hard left candidate named Mandela Barnes, who's the lieutenant governor. And there's a great opportunity for the Republicans to take back this governorship of a crucial state, but not by a Republican candidate whose main priority, Ram Thun, is a member of the state Senate, who's basically saying he's running to overturn the election and to reinstall President Trump as president before the election of 2024. Anyone who actually believes that that is going to happen or should happen, well, that's worth a different debate. There's also debate about a acclaimed film. It's nominated for Best Picture. It's nominated for Best Director, for Best Screenplay, and more, and Best Foreign Film, because it's in Japanese. The film, Drive My Car. Worth a ride? Check it out.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
One of the top contenders for major Oscars this year is a strange, haunting story about a grieving widower, his much-loved but chronically unfaithful late wife, and the tough but also suffering young woman assigned to drive him around during a prestigious stage production in Hiroshima. It's called Drive My Car, with English subtitles and Japanese dialogue playing in theaters across the country and soon streaming on HBO Max. With lyrical cinematography and superb acting in all major roles, it's easy to see how this became became a film festival favorite and won Oscar nominations for Best Picture, Best Director, and more. But the movie runs at a slow pace for nearly 3 hours, with scant indication of its destination or even direction. The film about grief and yearning could leave you grieving for lost time and yearning for a more coherent conclusion. Officially unrated, though with very graphic sexual content, 2.5 stars for the brilliantly crafted but ultimately frustrating Drive My Car. Yeah, and that very graphic sex content is also very peculiar because it involves a husband and wife where in the midst of passion she's dictating a screenplay which the husband is then charted with remembering and then later writing down. As just folks, married couples, don't try this at home. Meanwhile, on the Medved show tomorrow, we will be talking about a very prominent Hollywood figure who is giving a pause to his acting career and endeavors. Why? Because he needs to correct his white blindness. He says he needs to change. How? We will find out tomorrow, and we'll also find out who we're talking about exactly. There's also, you know, been so many controversies over the idea, is Jesus white or is he black? Now, all of that takes a backseat to a claim by a Baptist minister that we have to confront a trans Jesus. Do we really? A Baptist minister? We will talk about that next time. Also, are emojis racist? There's an article published in NPR that says, yeah, I'm pretty racist. So that's another crisis, is it? And a prestigious liberal arts college offering a year course called Abolishing Prisons and the Police. The question is, what do you do to get an A in a course like that? We will talk about it all next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.